Can you just turn it down?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another evening of Blog Talk Radio. I am your minister and teacher on this evening, Minister Erica. I am always excited for the opportunity to come before you to share the word of God, to just bask in his glory, to come before him, and to just have the opportunity to hear a word from God. We do not take it for granted that each and every one of you take time out of your evenings to spend time with Warrior Women for God, and we want to just say to you, thank you, and that we pray for you constantly. We love each and every one of you, and we definitely appreciate you, because if there was no one to listen, then there would be no purpose for us. So thank you for being a part of our purpose. Dear God, we thank you for today. Lord, we thank you for our life, for our health, and for our strength. God, we honor you on this evening. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, God, for victory. Lord, we thank you for the challenges. We thank you for joy. We thank you for rough times, God, because we know in those times of trouble, it's in that time, Father God, that you hide us. It's in that time, Father God, that you carry us. It is in that time, Father God, that you are who you are and you show up as our Father. And for that, God, we say a thank you. We bless you on tonight because, Lord, we know if it had not been for you on our side, God, we don't know where we would be. So we just say thank you. We just want to thank you. And, Lord, we ask that everyone that is connected to us through our Bible study, God, we ask that you would grant them a special anointing. Lord, we ask that you would bestow favor upon their life, Father God. Whatever it is, Lord, that they stand in the need of, God, we just ask on tonight that you would grant it. Father God, that you would just allow them to decree and declare those things that they need in their life and let it be so. And Lord, we will continue to lift you up, Father God. We will continue to bless your name. We will continue to worship you, God, because we know that you are awesome. So, Lord, these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight's message is take me to the roof. Take me to the roof. We have to get in a posture of getting to God sometimes through an unconventional process because the way that we normally approach God, sometimes, you know, we say, Lord, we get down on our knees and we may pray and we get down on our knees and sometimes we just lay before God, but sometimes there's just something that we really and truly need from God. And in some kind of way, we have got to go a different way. We've got to go about it a little differently to get God's attention. And so on tonight, we're going to talk about and teach about how Jesus healed the paralyzed man. So in your Bibles, if you would go with me to Mark, the second chapter, and I'm going to read in the Word of God. And it says, Jesus returned to Capernaum, which had become his base of operations while he was in Galilee. Everyone in Capernaum had been looking for him. So when the people heard that he was back, they packed the house. Instead of healing, however, this time he preached the word to them. The basic message remained the same. The long-awaited Messiah had come to break the power of sin and begin God's personal reign on earth. The miracles Jesus performed served as a sign to Jesus' identity as well as revealed his compassion and love for the people he had come to save. As Jesus was preaching, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man. The crowd had the house full and the doorway, so the group couldn't get to Jesus. But these friends would not be deterred. Determined to get their friend to Jesus, they dug through the clay roof above his head. In Bible times, houses were built of stone and had outside stairways that led onto flat roofs. Roofs were made with joists covered with a mixture of mortar, tar, ashes, and sand. Thus, they had to dig through the roof. They attached ropes to each corner of the pallet and carefully lowered the paralyzed man in front of Jesus. We might expect a popular preacher in the middle of speaking to an expectant crowd to be annoyed at this intrusion. Obviously, several minutes were spent as the crowd watched these men take apart the roof above them. But Jesus saw their faith acted out in their determination. If they could but get their friend within Jesus' touch, they knew their friend would be restored. Among the first words Jesus said to the paralyzed man were, "My son, your sins are forgiven." The man needed spiritual healing, so Jesus forgave his sins. Then Jesus healed the man. Take me to the roof. So this passage of scripture is very powerful in the sense that, you know, in today's society, we think about God has given us a vision. God has given us a work to do. God has said, daughter, go here. Daughter, I want you to do this. And daughter, I want you to do that. But we sit back and somehow we get it in our minds and we get it in our heads that, well, Lord, there are so many people doing that same thing that you have called me to do. And see, that's the difference, because God said many are chosen, many are called, but few are chosen. So we continue to look around and we say, but Lord, this space is overcrowded. And God, you know, you've called me to go teach about this, but Lord, there are so many people talking about this particular subject. But what is so awesome about this story is that the man and his friends, they could see that the space was filled. There was no room. They couldn't get through the crowd to get to Jesus. But somebody had an idea. And tonight, I want you to have the idea that says, take me to the roof. Because when these men figured out that, you know what, no, I can't go the conventional way. I can't fight through the crowd, but I know that I know that I know if I just get my paralyzed friend to Jesus, he will be touched and he will be healed. So they decided, they made a plan. And then with that plan, they took action, and the action was to get their friend to the roof. So on today, what is it that God has told you to do? What is it that God has ordained and assigned for you to do, but you're sitting back and you're contemplating and you're thinking about it and you're trying to figure it out instead of just moving? So in some of our situations, we have to say, I'm going to the roof. And in this instance, this man had his four friends, so there was a friend on every corner. So can you just imagine that, you know, you're in the middle of a vision, and God is saying, but I told you this is what you need to do. And then you have to begin to imagine in your mind, if you just close your eyes for just 1 second and picture his friends lifting him up, and although, you know, the pain might have got hard in their arms, can you just imagine a paralyzed person? That means that their complete weight was on the pallet. But did they give up? No. Did they say, you know, dude, you are too heavy. Lord, how are we going to get through this roof? No, they pulled their friend, got him to the roof, and they began to dig through the roof. Now, nobody stopped to say, well, you know, this roof is made of all these things, and, you know, we can't get through the roof. That's not what they said. They began to take action. And in the Word of God, we know that God tells us to ask, to seek, and to knock. So on tonight, with the assignment that God has given to you, are you asking, are you seeking, and are you knocking? going to go back home. They begin to dig through the roof. So that digging, if you just think about it for a second, you know, you have to think about all the doubt. You have to think about all the fear. You have to think about all the things that have been poured into your life that is a lie, all those things that the enemy has put into your pathway. And God is saying, I just want you to dig. If you just dig through the roof, I am waiting for you on the other side. So these men dug through the roof, and everybody that already had access to Jesus began to look up at the roof. So that lets us know that as we begin to climb in life, as we begin to achieve our goals, as we begin to do the unnatural, do the things that are not what everybody else does, you're going to have spectators. People begin to look up to the roof, and I'm sure in their minds, if you just think about it for a second, they probably were saying, you know, this dude is crazy. These people have lost their minds. But that's not how Jesus looked at it, right? It says in the Word of God that Jesus saw this as an act of faith. So do Jesus see you pouring out faith into what you have been assigned to do, or are you sitting back in fear? You know, on tonight, we have to really think about, God, what is that assignment that you have told me to do? And Lord, I know that, you know, you have said, go, my daughter, go preach to the world. My daughter, it's time for you to move in assignment. It's time for you to get out of that pit. And some of us, we are in a pit, and we don't think that there is no way out. But I stopped by to tell you on tonight that there is power even in your pit. So there is purpose in the pit. And when you have purpose and your power is activated in the pit, what are you going to do? How do you get out of a pit? The only way you're getting out is to climb out. And as you climb, you are reaching one step higher, and you're grabbing on, and you're pulling, and you're pulling, and you're going, and you're going to get up out of the pit. So these friends knew that if they come through the roof, they could get to Jesus. And did it happen? Absolutely, because it says they were so determined. They were determined to get him in front of Jesus, and they did just that. Where is your determination on tonight? Are you sitting back like the other people who had access to Jesus? They had access, but they were the normal. They had the normal access to Jesus. Are you taking it to the roof? Because sometimes we have to go get the roof access to our goals. We have to take the roof to access our dreams. We can't just go the normal way. We can't just ride down the road. Sometimes we've got to do things a bit different. So tonight, I want you to think about, from here on out, Lord, I'm going to access you through the roof, because that shows God that you are activating your faith, and you're saying, you know, Lord, I'm going to dig through this clay. You know, God, I'm going to pull, and I'm going to dig through this mortar and this tar and these ashes and this sand, and I'm going to dig, and I'm going to dig until I get the hole. And then once I get the hole, I'm just going to go all in, and I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to come down and see you. Can you just imagine Jesus sitting in a place, God just sitting in a place waiting for his daughters? He is waiting for us. But, you know, we can't allow the crowd to block our vision. We can't allow the crowd to make us feel like we can't get it done. We've got to take it to the roof. So get the take it to the roof mentality so that God can bless you. You have to take it to the roof so that God can do what it is he said he would do. Now, you know, in modern times, think about this in today's time. If there was a minister or a preacher preaching, and, you know, somebody didn't just come the normal way to get to this preacher, they decided to do things a little different. Do you think they would be annoyed? Do you think they would be irritated? Do you think they would just take all the bad stuff or have their entourage bum rush a person? Or would they really look at it through spiritual eyes and see that something different is about to happen? It's something different with this person. And I'm telling you, this take me to the roof mentality to get what it is that God has for you, it's not easy. Do you think it was easy for those men to carry their friend to the roof? No, they never said it was easy. It was hard, the weight of a paralyzed person. So I want you to just think about this. What has you paralyzed in your life on tonight? Are you paralyzed by fear? Are you paralyzed from rejection? Are you paralyzed by the hurts, by the pains, by all the things that have happened to you? And if that is you on tonight, you have to say, God, I am coming to you. I am paralyzed, but I am coming through the roof so that I can touch you on tonight. Because, God, I know that when I touch you with my praise, I know, God, that when I come through the roof with my rejoicing, when I come through the roof with just worshiping you, I'm going to be healed. I know my situation will be fixed. I know that in the midnight hour, things are going to turn around. Now, it's something else that's very, you know, important about this scripture is the fact that this man wasn't alone. He wasn't alone. He had true friends in his circle. Who are you associated with? Who is it that you're calling friend? Because in this instance, he was paralyzed, but his friends got him to the roof. His friends did the work. His friends dug a hole so that they could lift him down to Jesus. And sometimes on this journey, we're going to get paralyzed. Sometimes we're going to get so overweighted with the pressures and the challenges of life that we're going to feel like, Lord, I just can't move right now. God, I don't even know what to say. But guess what? When you have that right circle around you, you can send that text and say, you know, I'm a bit discouraged on tonight. You can send that text that says, hey, can you just pray for me because I'm just in a space and I need you to pray for me. And a real friend don't ask no questions. A real friend don't need the details. A real friend will immediately stop where they are, and a real friend will begin to pray for you. See, there's a song that says, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. So, you know, if you might not have that team completely around you that can, you know, maneuver and do different tasks that need to be done in a business or in your life, but if you have that team that can help you get to the roof in your praise, if you have that team that can help you get to the roof in your prayer, if you have that team that can help you get to the roof in a corporate fast, do you understand how powerful that is? Do you understand that God sees, God knows, he is sitting back. He is just saying, my daughter, I hear you. My daughter, I see you. My daughter is coming through the roof. See, in today's world, we can't keep going on like normal. We can't do like yesterday. We've got to do things a little different, and we've got to take action. Can you just imagine if the paralyzed man and his friends just sat back on the road and said, well, maybe we'll wait for Jesus to come out. Well, maybe, just maybe, Jesus will walk by. No, 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 no. They didn't wait. They said, we're going to get you to the Father. Are you getting to the Father? Are you on your knees? Do you have the take me to the roof mentality? Because when you get to the roof, you're going to bust through. Because when you have, I'm going to the roof, That means that, Lord, I'm going to dig a little bit deeper. Lord, I'm going to read your word a little bit longer. Father God, I'm going to tarry with you a little while longer because I am coming through the roof. Can you just imagine how much work it would take if you tried to go through your ceiling, if you tried to get through your physical roof in your house just to get to the outside? So that's the kind of work that we have to put in our prayer life, in our spiritual life of praising and of giving God worship and of just spending time with him. We've got to get that take me to the roof mentality. Lord, I am coming through the roof. And guess what? He didn't have to say a word. God didn't have to say a word. You know why? Because he could see. He could see what was being done. He could hear. He could see and he could hear them coming through the roof. Can God see and hear you in your praise? Can he see and hear you through your worship? Or are you sitting back in the crowd? Or are you sitting outside the crowd still trying to figure out, how do I get to God? There are some things that God has told you to do. And I'm telling you, in this year and in this season, it's time to move. It's time out for waiting. It's time out for playing. Think about it like this. If you go to the store and you put something on layaway and you don't go and pick up that package, your layaway is going to be canceled. And in some places, your deposit will be forfeited. Does God have to look at you in that manner? Have you put your goals, your dreams, the assignments, the vision, the creativity, do you have it on layaway? Are you waiting for some special moment for God to just show up and say, all right, daughter, go ahead and get that done? I know that's not my sister. Because we know and we understand that, you know, layaway don't last always. So even if you had to go through a season where you said, Lord, you know, I know that you told me this. God, I know that you said to do that. But Lord, I just need a little time. I just need to figure it out. Lord, I'm coming. I'm going to do your work. I'm going to do your will. But how long do you think he's going to wait? How much longer do you think he's going to sit by waiting for you to come through the roof to get to him? It won't be much longer. And in this season, you have to say, Lord, I am coming through the roof to you. Because you've given me an assignment. And many of you, he has told you what to do in a dream. He has prophesied to you from people who didn't know nothing about your situation. He has come to you in an email, through a message, through so many different things and ways. But yet, you're still waiting. Yet, you're still standing by trying to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out any longer. Get to action. If you do nothing else, you have to tell God, Lord, can you give me clear direction? Father God, here's what I have a question about. I'm a little uncertain about this. Can you just show me? Can you give me guidance, Father God? Because I don't want to do it Erica's way. Lord, I want this next journey. I want this next assignment to be completely from you. Because, God, this is not about Erica. This is all about you. So in this year, I want you to know that when you go to him, understand that he's going to give you clear direction, because this is the year for clear direction. This is the year for a manifestation. This is the year for release. This is the year for a fresh wind from God. And you know, in order for the kite to fly, there has to be wind. So you are that kite, and God is going to send the wind, and he's sending a little breeze. And you know, as the child holds the kite, and that wind gets behind it, but listen, he can't just get the wind in there. There is some action that that child is doing to get that kite to move. And what is it? The child begins to run with the kite. And when he runs or she runs with the kite and the wind gets in there, whoo, the next thing you know, that kite is up in the air. And does the child have to keep running? No. There comes a period and a time when the child can just sit still and enjoy the sight of the kite. Are you waiting for that fresh wind without moving? We have to be like that child that's going to fly that kite. We have to start running in the direction that God has told us to go into. And he's going to give you a fresh wind, and he's going to accelerate you high above the heavens. People are going to look around and say, how did that happen? Wow. That happened quickly. You know why it happened quickly? Because God is in the acceleration business. And in this season, this is a season of acceleration. But you have to get into place. You have to get into position. You have to make sure that you are right where God wants you to be. But it's not just sitting still. You have to run. You have to, you know, get your new beginnings, get your fresh wind, because he's ready to blow it your way. And as you do that, you thank God for everything. Don't just thank God because the fresh wind is coming and you can see the kite of your dreams elevating and you can see the kite of your goals elevating and God is sending your finances in the kite way and everything is going into elevation. He don't want you to wait until he gets that kite up in the air with all your blessings in it and people can see it. He wants you to start to thank him right now. He wants you to begin to say, Lord, I'm moving in that direction. And God, I thank you for my fresh wind, because I'm here to tell you that your ladder will be greater. And I want you all to write down on a piece of paper, I decree that I will possess my land and take back everything that the enemy has taken from me. Write that down. I decree that I will possess my land and take back everything the enemy has taken from me. And then I want you to write down those things which you know that it wasn't God, those things that God snatched out of your life. If the enemy has troubled your finances, if the enemy has troubled your mindset, if the enemy has troubled relationships, your marriage, if he's troubled your children, if he's tried to kill your seed, if he's interrupted in your business, guess what? You have to say, I'm going to get everything that belongs to me, because my destiny will be fulfilled. So as you go to the roof in this season right here, I want you to consider yourself as the repo man. And you begin to go back and you're going to repossess those things that God has promised you. And why is that? Because he promised it to you. And God is not a man that he shall lie. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for your acting. He's waiting for you to run so that he can bless your life with that fresh wind. Where are you in this season of your life? Where are you? Because God is saying, I am here. I want to change your life. I want to change your finances. I want to change your relationships. I need to do a little work on your attitude. There are some things that I may need to shift around. But if you are not moving, if you are not going to the roof in your praise and in your prayer, you're going to be in the crowd and just seeing and watching and observing what God is doing for everybody else. And you're going to be sitting back saying, but God, I'm your child. Lord, I'm your daughter. And he's going to say, mm-hmm, you sure are. But as long as you stay in that crowd and as you stay amongst the people, and think about the crowd as distractions. Think about the crowd as all the things that's keeping you busy. Because if you pray, but you don't meditate, see, prayer is you talking to God. Meditation is the time for him to answer. So it goes hand in hand. You have to pray and you have to meditate. God has space. He just wants to see you activate your faith in him. Go through the roof on tonight. So I am so thankful and grateful for the opportunity to share in God's word with you. And just know that when you take it to the roof, and you're doing things that are unconventional to get to God, when you're doing things that are unconventional to do what he has promised you, to do what he has called you to do, people gonna think you crazy. People are not going to understand, but it's not for them to understand. Your dreams and your goals are not for their understanding. If God has told you that this is what he's going to do, it has nothing to do with them. So don't wait for a Facebook like. Don't wait for a hashtag validation from Twitter, because God is your hashtag. God has already hit the like button. He's already hit the victory button in your life. He's just waiting for you to move. He is waiting for you to do what he said for you to do. And trust and believe he has your back. He has your front. He has your side. He got everything. He has it for you. But you got to move. You got to move. You got to go to the take me to the roof. Lord, I'm coming through the roof. I'm busting out. I'm coming out on tonight. You know, you have to think about this. Where there is diamonds and where treasures are, no treasures are just visible. No diamonds are just laying on the ground. Diamonds come after a volcano. Can you imagine? So all these volcanoes in your life, God is going to bless you abundantly. Diamonds come after the volcano. You don't just get them before. They come after the explosion. But guess what? You got to go through the roof. God is waiting for you. And if you fail, it's okay, because you know what? Failure is followed by growth. Failure allows you to increase in you relying on God. So if he tells you to do something and you fail, you go back to him and you say, Lord, you know you told me to do this and I failed in this way. And he's going to say, my daughter, it's okay. I'm just happy that you're coming to me. So however he has to get our attention, he will do just that. Because you have to know that God has chosen you. He didn't reject you. He said, do not fear. Whoo! He wants you to be strong and courageous. He wants you to know that, okay, you might get a few butterflies as you're going to the roof, as you're busting through, as you're digging out all of the stuff to get out of your way. It's okay. He's waiting for you on the other side. Take it to the roof. Take it to the roof. Fly that kite. Run with the kite. and watch God give you a fresh wind. Watch He elevate your life. He's going to elevate your finances. There is nothing that you will not possess when you go to the roof in your mentality, in your prayer, in your praise, in your worship. Take it to the roof and see what happens. I just want you all to know that I absolutely love each and every one of you. Warrior Women for God is always here for you all. We thank you. We absolutely thank you for the opportunity to share in your life. We're so thankful that you take time out of your evening to let us share with you what God has laid upon our hearts. And, you know, we pray for you constantly. We keep our connections on the prayer line. So on Monday nights, we have intercessory prayer. Minister Keisha leads us in prayer on Monday night. She takes us to the throne of grace. And if you have a prayer request, if you just need someone to pray for you or just to hear a word from God, join us on Monday nights at 8 p.m. And that number is 712-432-3100. And the access code is 283-302. And I'm so thankful that you all came back. I do apologize that we had to cancel on last Thursday, but, you know, my daughter had a really bad car accident, and I'm so thankful to God that she is still here. And you don't think I'm going to the roof in every area. God, I'm busting through because you showed me. You always show me who you are, and I love and adore Him for that. So on tonight, if you have a word of encouragement for another sister, if you have a testimony, if you have a praise report, even if you have a prayer request on tonight, you can press 1 and I will unmute your line and give you a chance to share, because, you know, some women are listening on the phone. Some are listening on their computers through the internet. So we thank you for joining us on tonight. We thank you for coming together with Warrior Women for God as we share in the Word. And please join us back here next Thursday as Minister Andrea will be bringing the Word with you. And just know that Warrior Women for God, we love you, but God loves you best. So if there will not be a comment or a word, and we do have a caller, we're going to take you live. Caller with the last 4-8-6-2-1. You are live with Warrior Women for God.
Good evening, my daughter. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. How beautiful. How beautiful. How beautiful. My. I am so pleased at how you're growing in the Lord. And, you know, and being steadfast and just studying in the Word. I'm telling you, God is using you greatly, darling. He really, really is. And you just do it with so much excitement. I tell you, you just lift anybody's spirit. I'm telling you, that is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Take you to the roof. Kind of, I'm telling you, honey, I know it got to be the Lord that's giving you these topics, because I'm telling you, I haven't even heard that one ever before. Take it to the roof. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. You did an excellent job, and I'm very proud of you, and I want you to keep the good work up. Keep your trust in the Lord, and He'll take you through everything that you have to go through it, and He'll bless you. When we come out, you'll be on the winning side. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Gordon, and we appreciate you for being a faithful listener on Thursday night, for you being a faithful prayer partner with us on Monday night for intercessory prayer. So just know that we absolutely love and appreciate you. And if there will not be another, we're going to close out with a word of prayer. And just know, guys, that you have to just go to the roof with this in this season that we're in. Dear God, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we bless you on tonight. God, we just lift you up. We worship you, Father. We adore you on tonight. God, we just say thank you for many things. God, we thank you for the things that we've seen you do. We thank you, God, even for the things that we have yet to see you do. But Lord, we just stop by to say thank you. It doesn't matter how it looks, God. It doesn't matter how it feels. Father, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for it all. We thank you that you sent your son to die for us. We thank you, God, that you have bestowed grace and mercy upon our lives. We thank you, God, for forgiving us of our sins in word, in thought, and in deed. Lord, we just bless you on tonight. We lift you up, God. We magnify your name. And Lord, we know that you said in your word that you will not see the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. So God, we thank you for fresh wind. We thank you, God, for your anointing. We thank you for turnaround in our finances, in our families, in our communities, in our relationships. God, we bless you on tonight. And Father, if there be one that is sick among us, God, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for spirituality in people's lives, God, that they would just get a closer walk with you. Lord, we thank you for surprise checks in the mail. We thank you for prayers being answered. We thank you, God, for you just showing up in areas that we don't even mention out loud. God, we bless you on tonight, and we will continue to lift you up, to praise your name in these things. We ask in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Have an awesome, awesome night, and know that we absolutely love and adore you. God bless you. Until next week, we will have a blessed week, and we will see you back next Thursday, and then on a Monday. Good night.